Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. We're back to talking about Bobby. Looks like we're at 95 to part of 96.
Yes.
We're going to end when she meets Carly.
Yes. It was so hard not to keep going, though, because
I know.
I just wanted to get into it. And I was like, no, no, we'll give like a brief. They said hi here. They say hi here. And then I'll let you have it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly.
Who knows when we're going to get to that one, though, because that is going to take time. And I just have not been working on it.
I can do some, too.
I
just give up the rights of starting
I said you can. I just know that you don't like to do the crazy detail, and that needs the crazy detail.
I used Curly Q for this and just went through and looked at the detail, like the day-by-day breakdown, mm-hmm. and just looked up Bobby stuff and then glanced over what was going on. So if it's something crazy, we can be like, oh, well, that's what was going on then.
Sounds good.
All right, so we will start for 95. The first time she was seen was January 11th. Bobby and Kevin try and clear the air about his relationship with Lucy. Bobby and Tony have a session with Kevin. Okay, so we're remembering that her and Tony were having issues because of mm-hmm. her having that affair with Damien.
That'll do it.
And then she has issues with Lucy because Lucy was the person that like started that whole, mm-hmm. I bet you can't sleep with her, so... Just reminding. Tony is anxious to make some progress. He wants to know what Kevin and Bobby were discussing when he walked in. Bobby resents Lucy's part in their problem. Tony thinks that all Lucy did was open the door. It was Bobby who walked through it. Bobby blows her top and storms out, and Tony tells Laura about his and Bobby's session. Bobby needs a friend and goes to talk to Alan.
Ugh.
Dun, dun, dun.
No.
Then Alan and Tony talk Bobby in therapy. Tony tells him he was already tired of therapy. Alan and Tony talk Bobby in therapy. Alan and Tony are like BFFs.
But why are they in therapy together?
No, they were talking about each other's marital issues. So Tony was like,
okay,
I was just in therapy.
Alan go to be like, hey,
no.
I heard you needed help. I'm like, that's a really supportive friend to go to therapy with you.
This gets weird. I'm just gonna put that out there. It does though. So
I meant like it's not like he went.
No, it's not that he went to
be like, how can I support you, friend?
No. Tony is like, me and Bobby are in therapy. It's not going great. I'm over it.
Okay.
And Alan thinks that therapy will help him and Bobby mm-hmm. gain closure. So there, he is being the supportive friend, even if he didn't seek it out. And then Bobby is late to their first therapy session because she went storming out of Kevin's office. Tony is sure she's not coming. So like the next one, I guess. I don't know why it says first, because it would be next one. Mm-hmm. When she arrives, he has to take back his words about her not wanting to take responsibility for anything. Another therapy session with Kevin goes south with Bobby telling off Tony and storming out. Kevin accuses Tony of sabotaging the session. And then Alan goes to Bobby for some coffee and sympathy. This is the middle of the month, January 20th, because this is when... Monica is having all of her breast cancer issues she's at the wellness center in Arizona, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the whole about adopting Emily and blah, blah, blah. So again, backstory with everybody having marital problems. Alan's feeling bad because Monica won't have anything to do with him because she's not feeling very self-confident after her surgeries. January 25th, Bobby tells Amy and Audrey that she feels like her sessions with Tony are achieving nothing. Steve asks Tony about his relationship with Bobby. He tells him that if he needs a leave of absence, all he has to do is ask. Lucy and Bobby come to blows when Lucy goes to GH to see Kevin, and Tony breaks up their fight. January 26th, Alan and Bobby discuss her behavior with Lucy. Bobby questions how much blame she has to take for it to be okay with Tony.
Alan, can I hear that?
Mm-hmm. Alan gives her some straight talk. He invites her to the Outback with him to see Ned sing. 30th, Lucy wants to know what Kevin is going to do to get Bobby back into therapy. Kevin tells her to mind her own business. Mm-hmm. Bobby and Tony talk and both agree to bend and not be so stubborn. February 1st, Bobby sort of apologizes to Lucy. Kevin tells Bobby that her apology did not have an ounce of sincerity. Tony and Bobby have an impromptu therapy session. She is tired of him sitting in judgment of her, and Tony tells her that he can't forget her betrayal. February 15th, Bobby and Tony once again decide to go back into therapy. The 22nd, Tony tells Tiffany that this is when Sean got shot. Tony tells Tiffany that the bullet destroyed Sean's cardioid artery. He came through surgery, but there are complications. Sean will need additional surgery to remove the bullet fragments in his brain, and Bobby assures Tiffany that Sean will come through this. And then March 1st, Bobby invites Alan to Luke's club.
And then March 3rd, Bobby joins the Q's at Luke's club. On the 7th, Bobby and Tony have a session with Kevin, and Bobby has a breakthrough, and they make serious progress. What was the breakthrough?
I don't know. Didn't give any more detail than that.
On the 8th, Ryan cons his way into Kevin's office at GH. Bobby comes in wanting to change her next appointment. Ooh, did he trick her?
He did.
Mm. On the 16th, Tony and Bobby worry that Lucas is resigned to loss. They reassure him that they will always be there for him.
Because they were having issues. He was like upset that they were going to end up divorced because he had already dealt with losing his sister and his original family.
Yeah. Then Tony and Bobby update Steve on Ryan.
This is when Ryan's like dying every other week. Remember whenever we did Ryan? It was like, he was dead. No, he wasn't. And then a few weeks later, it was like, he exploded. Wait, no, he didn't. And then it goes on. So this is all of that, Ryan.
Okay. On March 22nd, Bobby arrives at the Q Mansion for Monica's homecoming. On the 23rd, Bobby tells Monica that she and Tony are really connecting. The 24th, Bobby threw a birthday party for Bobby's little birthday party for Tony is ruined when he is called in for surgery. Simone joins Bobby for a pity party. Tony feels bad when he arrives home and sees the birthday party Bobby had planned for him, but that he's late for. Okay, but he didn't know.
Right. Like that. She was trying, though, because she threw the party.
On March 30th, Bobby wants in on the craps game at Luke's, but the minute Luke gives the signal, she is out. Lucy joins in the craps game. Bobby and Lucy get into it, and Luke tosses Bobby out of the game. Bobby sees Kevin sitting alone at the bar and tells him that Lucy was in on the craps game, throwing herself at every man in sight. Mm-hmm. Some things never change. March 31st, Tony has to bail on Brenda's party.
This was Brenda's 21st birthday party?
In 1995? Okay, sure. As he is wanted in surgery, Bobby has to go alone. So that means that she's 52 now. Wait, math. 51. 50!
95.
So Brenda just turned 49 on March 31st, 1995.
Okay.
So Brenda just turned 49. Brenda is... That's right. We're that old now.
We are old.
Yep. Okay. Doo-doo-doo. Tony has to bail on Brenda's 21st birthday party. As he is wanted in surgery, Bobby has to go alone. Monica bails on the party as well. She wants to go home and stay with Paige. And Paige is
Emily's mom.
Yeah. Biological mom. Bobby and Alan agree to be each other's dates for the night. April 5th, 1995, Tony is planning a welcome home party for Georgie. Is that when she was born?
Yes. Okay. Yes, remember she'd been born.
Oh, that's right. She was born. Yeah. Bobby wants to know why Tony is so gung-ho about the party. Bobby and Tony agree that they need to take the pressure off each other. On the 10th, Bobby joins Paige and Monica for lunch at the Outback. The 13th, Alan shares his reservations with Bobby about Monica taking on too much with the center. She suggests that they get a drink at Luke's and talk. And on the 14th, Alan and Bobby have a drink at Luke's. They discuss Alan's hurt over being pushed aside by Monica.
Which again, Monica is pushing him aside because she is dealing with her friend who is dying, dealing with the fact that she is lucky enough to not be dying, but has just had to go through all this chemo and a mastectomy, and the fact that she's adopting Emily.
Right.
So
I can get it though, because their intimacy has always been a very big part of their relationship. And she's not, I've never watched that whole storyline. We should definitely do it.
I can sympathize, but at the same time, like, you have Bobby over here having a drink with Alan.
Right.
And then you have her over at the Quartermaines being like, oh, let's have lunch, Paige and Monica.
Right, right. What? But I don't think, but Bobby and Alan were never, they did that one night where they're like, oh, what if we did? And then they kissed and they're like, oh God, that's disgusting. I don't think that they ever actually had romantic interest in each other either
side. They never went through with it.
Yes. I don't think that they really, I think that they were like, maybe we should because we're here. And then they were
considered that they developed feelings. We'll get into it.
Yeah.
April 17th, Alan and Bobby have a talk at the brownstone stoop. Bobby tells him to hang in there. April 20th, Felicia asks Bobby to be Georgie's godmother. She sees Tony and Bobby together being civil and asks if Kevin is working his magic on them in therapy. Kevin asks Bobby about her feelings about Tony being so involved in Felicia's babyless life. Because that's another thing. Bobby was totally jealous that he was goo goo gaga over Georgie after they had lost Bobby. Or after they had lost BJ. Which, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
April 24th, Luke and Mike report the hijacking of the truck to the cops, and Bobby covers for Luke at GH for his gunshot wound. Because, like, you have to report why people got shot.
Fair.
April 25th, Bobby tells Tony she thinks Luke is in trouble again. She tells him about seeing Luke at GH. Bobby and Tony are excited about sharing a little girl again by being the godparents to Georgie.
Was that mentioned during Bobby's tribute?
That she was the godmother?
Uh-huh. She's with Georgie again.
Yeah, that wasn't. I don't remember that being mentioned. No.
To be fair, they did an excellent job of that was so good.
Yeah. April 26th, Bobby questions Luke about what he's been up to. He tells her not to worry. Alan invites Bobby to the Q Mansion for a drink. On this May 2nd, Mike is brought into the ER and Bobby and Tony go to work on him. He is rushed to surgery. This is original Mike getting to know.
Mike Corbin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting to know Sonny. May 5th, Bobby explains to Sonny that Mike experienced severe chest pain after waking up. May 10th, Frisco gives Bobby some advice on her and Tony. Bobby asks Kevin what he thinks of her idea to not be so passive where Tony is concerned. Kevin warns her not to expect a miracle. And then May 12th, Bobby and Monica leave for Arizona to pack up Paige's apartment. Because again, Paige is, we already know she's going to die. So here, I'm your best friend. I'll go with you and help pack up your other best friend's apartment. May 18th, Tony quickly realizes his anger is about him and his pain. Bobby is back from Arizona. She learns about what went down at Luke's house. Luke needs a place to crash. Tony is not wild about the idea of Luke staying, but Bobby puts her foot down. And that was drama when Laura took Lulu and went away.
Because there was so much violence?
Yeah.
She's okay.
Concerned about the shooting.
Is that after the house got caught up? Yeah.
Yeah. May 23rd, Bobby tells Kevin about...
I say this like it's totally normal.
Right.
You know, last time your house was shot up, I thought it was a good idea that you left town for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Thanks for letting Matt stay here.
Right, exactly. Of course. With his dog and his worm form.
Exactly.
Sorry.
May 23rd, Bobby tells Kevin about Tony not being all about making love with her. Kevin asks if she feels rejected. May 29th, Bobby is miffed when Tony loses track of time helping Maxie with a project Frisco promised to finish. Which again, like, he was their uncle though.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that part of it. June 9th, Luke tells Bobby about Lucky almost shooting him. Luke admits that he does not know what to do anymore. And then June 8th, Bobby checks in on Alan and she convinces him to take a walk with her. Oh, the next sentence must be on your page, Bobby.
Tells Alan that her making a move with Tony was a bust and Alan knows just how she feels. And then on June 9th, Bobby finds Alan sleeping on the couch. Monica and Emily have been up all night with Paige. Bobby reminds Alan that what is happening with Paige is happening to him too. I think that was maybe the thing too. Alan wasn't addressing the fact that he was also processing Monica's changes and Emily's changes and stuff.
Right.
He was like, no, I'm supposed to be taking care of you and you're not letting me. And then he also wasn't taking care of himself.
Right.
Caregiver burnout, even though he wasn't recognizing himself as a caregiver. Emily is quick to usher Bobby and Monica out so she can have some alone time with her mom. Later, Tony finds Felicia crying and she tells him about Stone. This is when they found out that he had AIDS.
Yes.
Bobby walks in on them and gets the wrong idea. She feels terrible when Tony sets her straight. June 30th, no commercials. Yay! Bobby tells Ruby that she thinks Laura is being unfair by kicking Luke out.
Violence. Protect your baby.
I love Luke and Laura, but if my husband had the house shot up because of his job, I'd be a little
The fact that your son almost shot you because he was trying to protect his family from the crap that you caused. Yeah, I don't think you need to stay here.
Mm-hmm. Bobby and Laura exchange words when Bobby makes some snide remarks. July 3rd, Monica tells Bobby about Alan trying to undermine her. Bobby calls Monica out for her finding fault with Alan when all he has done is be supportive. Monica tells her to mind her own business. Bobby tells Alan that she went to bat for him and she and Monica argued. Bobby and Alan agree to have a commiserative drink at the Outback. July 4th, Bobby talks things out with Kevin about her feelings with Tony and Felicia. We just squashed that. Okay, whatever. Kevin urges her to talk things out with Tony. Bobby apologizes to Felicia and Tony for jumping to the wrong conclusion. Alan and Monica make peace. July 11th, Tom Hardy asks Bobby if he can rent Scott's old apartment that would be at the Brownstone.
Oh, not Tom. Tommy. Is that the son?
Whose son?
Oh, no. Okay, it's Tom. Okay.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I was
adult
thinking,
Tom Hardy.
I was thinking, yeah, never mind.
Okay. Tony tells Bobby that he does not want Tom renting an apartment at the Brownstone. Bobby wants Tony to consider them sharing a space again. July 12th, Bobby asks Simone if she would be okay with Tom living in the Brownstone. On the 19th, Monica tells Bobby about her trip to Arizona. On the 20th, Lucy starts going around town forgiving people.
Mm-hmm.
She starts with Catherine and Mac and then goes to GH to forgive Bobby and Amy.
She had met like someone who does a reading of your like aura and everything, and they told her that she had a very dark cloud over her because she does not forgive anyone. So to fix herself, she was going to just go give everyone forgiveness.
Did she mean it?
No.
Okay, so well, that's not going to work.
No.
Ay, ay, ay. August 2nd, Bobby tells Alan that nothing has changed between her and Tony. Same goes between him and Monica. Bobby and Tony make love, but it's less than fantastic for Bobby. Alan kisses Monica, but she is not receptive. She's not ready for that step. She tells him that she is thinking about reconstructive surgery. An emergency at GH interrupts them. As they scrub for surgery, Monica tells Bobby she thinks she is ready for reconstructive surgery. Maybe that way she could stand to be touched again. Bobby tells her she has to fake things with Tony earlier. Tony tells Alan that he and Bobby made love. Oh, darn.
Mm-hmm.
And then on August 4th, Bobby gets a leg cramp during the walk.
Yes.
And Alan has to take care of her.
Uh-huh. And then Monica sees them together. And then Alan learns from Bobby that Tony and her are not back on track, despite the fact that they made love. And Alan has to drive Bobby home. And then August 7th, Bobby tells Luke that she's starting to have feelings.
What was the walk, though?
It was like some hike or something in the park.
Oh,
it wasn't anything.
Okay. I was thinking it was like a charity. Like, why aren't we doing?
We should be doing charity walks. That's a really good idea. But yeah, I don't think
like,
it was
that's
tied
an easy
to any charity.
One for them to do, too.
Right.
And again, it could also be something that we phone in and donate to.
Yep. Good ideas we have.
I know. I wish someone like would they listen. Should just hire us. I don't want to know ahead of time. We just want to be on consultation.
Yeah.
I don't want the scripts ahead of time. I like finding out with everybody else.
Right.
Although it would be fun to get it like 2 weeks ahead of time. That way we could just record ahead of time.
That would be
and
helpful.
Pay attention to social media as people are.
Yeah.
But then I also like getting the emails every week. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm torn. But if you really want
it,
me to,
why don't you
I
just send
figure
us one?
It out. I think I
and we'll see how we go.
Figure it out. Yeah, we would like to be the official companion podcast.
That's right
for General Hospital.
Think we could handle that?
Mm-hmm. Proved our worth so far. 5 years. Thanks.
So August 7th, Bobby tells Luke that she is starting to have feelings for Alan. And then August 9th, over dinner at the Outback, Alan and Bobby admit that they have been having feelings for one another, but acting on them would be unthinkable. Monica calls Bobby, interrupting her and Alan. August 14th, Tony and Bobby make love again. August 16th, Bobby and Tony join the Q's for their anniversary toast at the mansion, while Alan and Bobby exchange guilty glances. August 17th, Felicia asks Bobby about the progress her and Tony are making. Bobby is evasive. Alan does not want to stop hanging out with Bobby despite the growing feelings between them. Despite agreeing not to have a drink after work, they end up at Luke's together and Bobby convinces him to go home. So there was a small point in there where she was like, we're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then August 18th, Luke lectures Bobby about her feelings for Alan. August 24th, Alan and Bobby share a drink at Luke's. Lucy, who is having dinner with John Hadley at a nearby table, is suspicious of them. Lucy sees Alan and Bobby share a kiss outside of Luke's club, and Lucy confronts Bobby. Of course she does.
I think that they were both very well aware of the root of their feelings, though. Like, they both knew, okay, we're having troubles in our marriages, so this makes sense that we are...
Right. Because like, they were good friends, and they their partners were good friends. Like, the four of them were friends.
So, yeah, like, they... It's still not okay that they did all these things. I'm just saying,
no.
Like, if you watch it, they weren't really being romantic. It wasn't... There wasn't a passion between them.
No, you know, they were complaining about their spouses and how unloved and unwanted they felt.
But I don't even feel like whenever they did kiss or something, it was them actually being attracted to each other. I can't explain it. It was, yeah, it's...
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree with you. It just makes me angry. Like, I wouldn't be happy with one of my friends if they had an affair with my husband, but I really wouldn't be happy with one of my friends if while they were trying to have an affair with my husband, they were like, it's okay, here, talk to me about your problems. Mm-mm. Like, you might be 6 feet under after that. Like, no. So anyway, August 25th, Alan learns that Lucy saw him kissing Bobby. Alan explains to Lucy that his kiss with Bobby was a one-time thing, and she agrees not to say anything. August 29th, Alan and Monica make excuses to avoid a dinner date that Tony suggests with him and Bobby. Alan warns Lucy again to keep her big mouth shut about him and Bobby. Monica is curious what's going on between them. Alan and Bobby agree not to see each other anymore, and Monica blows her top over Alan, talking about their relationship with Bobby. He tells her to get over it, as he needs someone to lean on. And that was a huge issue. Monica kept saying to him, like, do not be confiding in my best friend about our marital issues. August 30th, Bobby tells Kevin about her feelings for another man and hurting Tony. Later, Tony arrives for their session. Bobby tells him that she would like to have some therapy sessions alone with Kevin. Tony wants the truth from her. Bobby admits that she has been playing at being happy with him. September 1st, Bobby explains again to Tony why she feels it is necessary to have individual sessions with Kevin. Alan learns that Bobby told Tony that she is not happy with their reconciliation. And then September 5th, Bobby tries to explain to Monica why Alan has a right to be upset. And this was about Monica went and had the reconstructive surgery without ever talking. Like, she just went missing, and Alan's like, where's my wife? And it turns out that she went and got the reconstructive surgery without consulting him at all. And he was mad that he couldn't be there for her, like, during the recovery.
She wasn't even letting him. Yeah.
And so Bobby was...
Especially when he was trying to pursue her. It's not like...
Right.
I did not go through cancer. I did not do all that. But I did have my reduction, and it does make you feel... I felt a little off, because that is something... I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
To just feel like, oh, gosh. Like, are you still going to find me attractive? Even though, like...
Right.
We joked about it, because people always asked how my husband was going to feel about it. And I'm like, the same way he would feel if I needed to have a knee replacement or like knee surgery. I need to have it done for my health.
Right.
And he got mad when people would ask him.
Right.
Like, you sure you're okay about that? And he's like, my wife's in pain. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I couldn't even imagine.
Right. If you would have gone off and like, done it by yourself and then came home.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
fully healed and then been mad that he wasn't like helping. Well,
but even thinking on her side, like,
because like that is the way that she had to do it was
she kept saying she was going to go do the surgery and he kept saying, I'm fine with you doing the surgery, but remember that you're doing the surgery for you.
Right.
I still think you're a beautiful woman.
Right.
I still want to be intimate with you. I'm not asking you or telling you that you need to get this done. Like there's something wrong with you. She herself could not come to terms with not having the surgery to reconstruct everything. Yeah. And so that was why she went and did it. She felt like she wasn't being supported by him. But at the same time, he felt like he was supporting her by saying, I'm not asking you to do this.
Right.
So yeah, she went off and did it by herself. And then he was mad and Monica didn't think he was justified. So Bobby was like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't always normally side with the guys when the women are just like doing what they have to do. But like that one.
Give him the chance at least.
Yeah. Especially hear what he's saying.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal because there are definitely plenty of men out there that would not be saying what Alan was saying. That
right.
would not have said the things that my husband said. And
right.
That's not good. Those right. are the ones that you leave and you go get it done. Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, she had to do what she had to do because they were also processing. Has Paige passed yet?
Yes.
So she was probably also processing all that too. So
yes,
she just had to handle something. This is not a podcast about that one though. We should do, we really should because I never watched that storyline.
Yeah, so. It was hard because they were just putting one lines about Bobby. I was like, well, I have to explain. Like Bobby
you
tells
have to know
Monica,
why they're...
Yeah, Bobby tells Monica that Alan has a right to be mad with no backstory is like, what?
No, absolutely. So. Because, and that is a huge part of Bobby's storyline because it involves what she was doing while she and Tony were not
yeah.
in the best place. So then on September 12th, Bobby has a session with Kevin. He thinks that Bobby likes spending time with Alan as he is a distraction from her processing and fixing things with Tony.
Yep.
Wow, I just said that. Then on the 13th, Tony and Bobby have dinner at Luke's, but Bobby can't stop thinking about Alan. The 14th, Bobby brings a gift to Jason as an excuse to see Alan because that's Jason's birthday, September 13th. It's also somebody else's birthday.
And that was
mine.
Right after Jason had had the accident.
Yeah, when he was only 10.
No.
Or should have been 10. Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. I feel like they do go back and forth, though, between September 13th and 14th. But I'm going to go with, I just remember there being a birthday cake for Jason on my birthday.
There you go.
So anyway, on the 19th, Bobby has a session with Kevin. Bobby tells him she is having trouble with her feelings for Alan and that Monica almost caught him in a clinch. On the 21st, Emily overhears Alan tell Bobby that he is just about ready to chuck this whole mess with Monica. Emily sees Alan and Bobby share a kiss. Mm-mm.
She came to his, I did watch that. She came to the mansion and they were sat there and talked about how like, we shouldn't do this. This isn't a good idea, blah, blah, blah. And Emily was hiding out on the patio and she overheard them talking when he was like, the thing is, oh, cause Bobby said, what would happen if Monica walked in right now? Like seeing us talking, they weren't even doing anything, just seeing us talking. And Alan was like, do you really think she would even notice? Like she's so caught up in all her own stuff. And so that's whenever he said, I'm ready to just chuck this whole thing and be done. And then Bobby was like, you know, I feel for you or whatever. And then they ended up kissing and Emily saw it.
The 25th, Bobby tells Alan she is leaving town for a trade convention in Rochester. They wrestle with the idea of going away together. They decide to use the next few days apart to think about things. They are interrupted by Emily, who brings up her doubts about the adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So she hadn't even been adopted yet. Okay. Then the 27th, Emily questions Monica about how long she has been friends with Bobby. This is not the child's place.
Right.
Mm-mm. Monica tells Alan that Emily is upset about his friendship with Bobby. Tony tells Alan he is invested in a reconciliation with Bobby. And later, Bobby calls from Rochester asking Alan to meet her. On the 29th, Monica and Tony deduce that Bobby and Alan have gone to New York City together. On October 12th, Tony and Monica decide to go to New York City to confront Alan and Bobby. On the heels of Alan and Bobby's decision not to sleep together, Monica and Tony show up at their hotel. On October 3rd, Tony and Monica confront Alan and Bobby. We watched this during the Monica's Lovers
yeah.
thing. Okay. Alan and Monica argue. Alan tells her that what almost happened between him and Bobby is as much her as anyone's fault.
Yeah.
No, Alan, you still have control of yourself.
Yeah.
Tony has no big reaction with Bobby. He is drained of emotional reactions. I understand that. Bobby wants to work things out with him. October 4th, Tony tells
Bobby her almost affair, dramatically points out what's wrong, how wrong things have gotten between them. Bobby suggests an emergency session with Kevin. Bobby has a session with Kevin, and she wants to keep seeing him to work on herself. Good.
Mm-hmm.
October 5th, Monica wants a meeting with Bobby. Ooh, a meeting.
Yeah.
Alan suggests that instead of letting Tony beat him to a pulp, they go and have a few stiff drinks together. Monica
goes a few rounds with Bobby over her almost affair with Alan. A slightly drunk Tony sees Kevin. Tony is worried that his calmness means that he is a ticking bomb waiting to explode. Kevin suggests just talking to Bobby rationally. October 6th, Bobby tells Luke about her and Alan. Bobby finds Tony sitting alone in the dark, and Bobby realizes it's BJ's birthday. She, forgot in all the drama. October 11th, Tony tells Laura about walking in on Bobby and Alan. Tony is trying to remain civilized with Bobby, but they are still trying to work things out. October 13th, Bobby tries to talk to Monica, who wants nothing to do with her. October 23rd, Bobby and Tony have a session with Kevin. They talk about why she fell for Alan in the first place. November 23rd, Bobby learns Tony invited Lucy to the Brownstone for dinner. November 28th, Bobby comes to the Q Mansion to visit Monica. Emily asks Bobby if she and Alan are going to be lovers. She tells her that she and Alan are over and that Alan wants to make things right with his marriage and with Emily. Bobby and Monica have a talk. She hopes that even if Monica never forgives her, she hopes that she will work things out with Alan. And then December 18th, Bobby and Tony make love. Oh, the November stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is when Lucy got Sigmund. And so there was a whole bunch of
this was the Thanksgiving
with the Sigmund stuff. Okay. So,
and Sigmund's the duck, in case you weren't aware of that.
Yeah, there's lots of Sigmund talk that I was like, okay, just get to Bobby.
Lucy ordered duck for Thanksgiving and they sent her a duck, a live duck.
On December 19th, Tony warns Damien to not try and intimidate Bobby. And this is the end of that whole, listen here, I know she fell for you, but we're not doing this again. And then into 96, January 25th, Bobby and Felicia wait for a frantic Simone who is waiting for news on Tommy. Felicia brings the local media into the search. Bobby and Felicia help Tom and Simone search the brownstone again for Tommy. I don't know how we lost Tommy, but Tommy was missing. And so there's a lot of Bobby trying to comfort Simone.
Okay.
January 29th, Bobby is weirded out when Jason flirts with her because he is just waking up from his accident and doesn't know anything. And she's like, hey, I'm your nurse. And he's like, hey. And she's like, no. February 6th, 1996, Emily and Bobby have a chat over hot chocolate at Kelly's. Emily tells her about a dream she had about her mom.
Aww.
February 8th, Bobby makes an effort with Monica. The two ladies get into a food fight in the Q's kitchen and agree to call a truce. February 14th, Felicia gets trapped on the brownstone roof. Tom stupidly gets them both trapped. They're both freezing to death, and Bobby rescues Tom and Felicia. And then February 21st, Bobby admits to Tony that she may be jealous of Monica and Emily's new mother and daughter bond, but she's missing BJ.
Mm.
And then February 28th, Bobby convinces a young mother, Diane, to give her baby up for adoption.
Like she promised to.
There you go.
On February 29th, Bobby has a strange dream.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Okay. Go get it.
March 1st, Maxie and Bobby remember BJ together, and Bobby has another weird dream. On the 6th, Bobby's dream continues to haunt her. Tony questions if the dream has anything to do with BJ. The mother that Bobby convinced to give up her baby shows up to GH wanting Bobby's help to get the baby back. Oh, wow. She at least wants to make sure the baby is okay, and Bobby agrees to help. Bobby digs for information on Diane's baby. On March 8th, Bobby thinks of BJ. Bobby tells Luke about her dream. Felicia covers for Bobby when she forgets to pick up the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Felicia questions if she's okay. Good job. More dreams for Bobby. And then on March 11th, Bobby sees Kevin about her dreams. The next day, she visits BJ's grave. A couple days later, Bobby and Damien go a few rounds on the air. Were they on the news?
I think they were on a radio.
Okay.
I don't know why they were together, though.
March 15th, Bobby pampers Bobby after she had a rough day at GH. She has a bad reaction when he gives her an antique doll. I thought it was going to be like the cream or something. Sorry. She has a bad reaction when he gives her an antique doll he saw staring at her.
He saw her staring at.
I saw her staring at. Oh, because it looked like BJ.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, see, that's sweet that he noticed the little thing.
Yep, that she had been checking it out, and then he bought it, and it freaked her out.
Yeah. She wasn't mad at him, right?
I think she was just, like, overwhelmed and upset. She was having a lot of feelings that we'll get to why. Yeah.
March 18th, Bobby dreams, or more dreams for Bobby as she recounts the dreams to Tony. Bobby fears she is losing her mind. Bobby and Tony take baby James home for the night.
That's the baby that
Diane
was supposed to give up, but it was like she couldn't just take him back, I think. Now, I didn't watch all this, so if I'm misunderstood, please correct me. But I think they had to be like a safe home for the baby while the transition was happening. And but the mom could still have some like visits.
Gotcha. March 19th, Bobby is bonding while taking care of baby James. That's BJ, baby James from Ward House. Just saying, that's probably not anything, but I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
They're both capitalized right now. March 20th, Kevin wants to make sure that Bobby does not have a desire to keep baby James. He thinks it's best that she calls social services to take him to a permanent foster home. On the 21st, Mac, Catherine, Bobby, Lucy, and the Spencers get an invitation to a meeting about Damien's last wishes. So in the past 6 days, he's died.
Right. We've died. Okay. And we're reading as well.
And Bobby is having a hard time giving up baby James. On the 22nd, Bobby tells Tony that she figured out what her dream means. Bobby goes to an adoption agency looking for information on the daughter she gave up when she was 16.
See? Now the dreams make sense.
So we knew she was coming. Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again.
Sorry that you didn't watch then.
Well, it's because it was March 1996, so I was still in middle school. So I wasn't watching until that summer, which was a couple months later. Because then on March 25th,
sorry
Luke and
that
Laura,
you're old but not old enough. I don't know what to
sorry.
Tell you.
Luke and Laura threw a birthday party for Tony. Bobby forgot his birthday. She remembered the year before, though.
She did. So. She did. Then March 26th, Tony thinks Bobby needs a vacation. They decide to go to Nashville. Tony and Bobby's trip is dashed by an emergency at GH. March 27th, Bobby decides to hire a PI to search for her daughter. March 28th, Monica and Bobby teach Emily to jitterbug for the 1950s style dance at school. Bobby's PI is flying to Fort Lauderdale for a lead on her daughter. April 2nd, Bobby hears from the PI looking for her daughter. Bobby visits Laura and Leslie Liu. Bobby gets word from the PI that it will cost her $20,000 for current information from the lawyer that set up the adoption of her daughter. April 3rd, Bobby learns that a shady lawyer sold her baby. Bobby scrambles to get the money for the information. She decides to borrow the money and seeks Harry's advice. Bobby is forced to make a deal with a shady loan shark for the $20,000.
Did they bring any of that up when when they were talking about, okay, hold on.
No, they rewrote history because they made it sound like they handed Nell off to somebody like a wealthy family, and then somehow she ended up with Carly's dad.
But was she through the adoption agency? Was there an adoption agency involved in Nell's? Because they talked about this, the black underground market, black market thing with the babies,
right?
For Willow
mm-hmm.
and Nell.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
But
they
I don't think they brought up that had happened.
That was
to
what
Carly.
Happened to Carly, right?
Even when Carly was, that would have been really interesting. That would actually. Could you imagine how much that would have possibly changed Nell's perspective of, listen, Nell, I was sold on the black market too.
You say that so easily.
And then she'd have been like, wait, what? And then they could have had a bonding sister moment.
Bonding moment.
People would not have died.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So April 5th, Garcia questions Bobby about Damien's murder. Bobby is worried when she can't get a hold of the PI she hired. Harry agrees to look into the guy for her and tells her that she has been conned. The shady PI gives $500 of the money to a young blonde woman, and this was the first appearance of Sarah Brown as Carly. And then April 6th, Bobby tells Luke about needing to pay back the loan shark. Luke agrees to pay back the money for her. Luke handles her loan shark with the help of Sunny. Bobby tells Luke the truth about wanting to find her daughter. April 9th, Lois and Bobby discuss honesty in a relationship, and Carly rents a room at Kelly's. April 12th, Lois meets Carly at Kelly's. Carly chats with Lois about planning to stay in Port Charles and getting into nursing. Lois tells her about Monica looking for help at the wellness center at GH, and Carly works over Monica in hopes of getting a job.
See, like, why do I feel like I remember part of that? But that was in April?
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been when I was probably catching, like, the last 10 minutes.
Right.
And so, I mean, if she was a new character, I was probably paying more attention than listening to Bobby just talking about...
Right, because Carly would have been, like, new, so you would have been listening. April 15th, Alan tells Bobby that he is not Monica's secret admirer anymore, which really just plays into... Alan had been Monica's secret admirer, and then Monica was sad that she was losing his attention, so she was her own secret admirer, and then they weren't sure who the secret admirer was. But I mentioned the fact that he mentioned it to Bobby in case that was going to, like, restart something with them.
Mm-hmm.
Monica hires Carly as a volunteer at GH. April 23rd, Carly meets Bobby. Carly overhears Amy telling Audrey that she wants to apply for a PT position at GH. Carly worms her way into the running for the job that Amy wants. Audrey is torn about who to give the job to, and Bobby and Monica go to bat for her, and Carly is offered the job. After just meeting Carly that one time, if I was Amy...
And not even getting her qualifications?
Right. If I was Amy, I would be so angry. Like, Amy had been there. Like, what are we not doing? May 2nd, Carly overhears Bobby and Tony talking about a surprise birthday party for Monica. Carly offers to help Bobby get Monica to the surprise party and snags herself an invite. Isn't she just Miss Helpful?
On May 3rd, Bobby agrees to help Carly get into the GH Nurses Program. On the 8th, Bobby pays Laura a visit in prison. The 10th, Tony and the kids...
Laura's in prison because they think that she killed
Damien. They think a lot of people killed Damien.
Her fingerprints were on... It was a baseball bat that killed Damien, and her fingerprints were on it.
That I remember... Yeah, this was definitely... Like, I'm starting to remember some of these.
Okay.
Because I remember this one distinct part. Tony and the kids make Bobby breakfast as an early Mother's Day gift, and Bobby realizes that just what she has in her life to be grateful for. May 13th, after dropping by the brownstone, Carly gives Bobby a present. The Joneses invite her to dinner, and Carly tells Bobby about her family. We need to go back and watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
Okay, we have to go back and watch that. On May 17th, Bobby takes the stand in court, and then Justice questioned her. That's what I feel like I remember Justice questioning, because I remember the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
May 29th, the adoption agency contacts Bobby at the brownstone. Tony answers, and Bobby covers.
Because she had not told him.
Oh. Bobby and Audrey tell Carly about a spot becoming available in the nursing program. Carly has to do some fast changes when it comes to her records. Oh, June 4th, Bobby and Carly talk about Lily's death and how sad it is to lose someone you love. Carly surprises Bobby and Tony with a candlelit lunch. Carly insists Tony take the credit, but he does not feel right about it.
Mm.
June 10th, Carly has to think fast when Bobby finds her with her hands in the till at Kelly's. Bobby promises Laura that she will be there for Lucky and Lulu, you know, when you go to jail for murder.
I'll take care of your kids if you go to jail.
June 14th, when Bobby visits the Spencers for dinner, she notices that Leslie Lou, that's Lulu, is running a high fever. She and Laura take her to GH, where Alan and Simone treat her. Bobby tells the Spencers that it could be leukemia. Poor Lulu has had all these things. June 20th, Bobby sprains her ankle in a scuffle, and Carly is tapped to take her place. And at the nurse's ball on the 21st, Alan sings Beautiful Girls to open the show. Carly takes Bobby's place to sing Together Wherever We Go with Tony and Lucas.
No. I'm sorry. If I hurt my ankle, no one is filling in with my family. Sorry. Especially not singing Together Forever.
I maybe could.
Even, I'd be like,
but
song change.
I know you.
Song change.
But I know you.
Right.
It's like,
but Together Forever is definitely...
That's a family song. Like, that's a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Then June 25th, when Bobby sees how upset Lucky is over... not being a match for Lulu, she goes, oh yeah, he would have been a teenager. He probably, mm-hmm. he would have had a say in that. She goes to Kevin for some emergency counseling for him. Who's taking care of Kevin?
Poor Kevin's got everybody on.
Why is no one helping Kevin? Why isn't Kevin talking about his own therapy? Because therapists go to therapy.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes to Kevin's for some emergency counseling. Bobby tells Luke that she wants to be tested too. If all else fails, Luke and Bobby need to find her daughter.
That's a messed up sentence. I just don't like that. Like, I understand, but I don't like that. Because that's how we got Nicholas.
I was going to say, I'm like, why don't I remember Carly and Nicholas coming at the same time?
Yeah.
It's just, you don't. I feel like Carly was definitely here. Right. So then June 27th, Carly returns Bobby's dress she borrowed for the nurse's ball. She and Tony talk about how nervous she is about the nurse's program entrance examination. Tony helps her. Alone in Bobby's bedroom, Carly pokes around Bobby's clothes and jewelry. Bobby catches her and they have a mother-daughter type chat. Carly's a young adult. What kind of mother-daughter chat are they having?
I see you going through my things. I'm not having a mother-daughter chat other than stay the heck off my stuff.
If it was Emily going through, right. Then you have the mother-daughter chat. You are a young woman. What are you looking at?
Right.
What was their mother-daughter chat about? Carly, when girls get to a certain age, they got to wear something. No. Carly tells Tony that she'd like to do something for Bobby, like throw her a party.
And then I ended it with this because I can't wait for you to take over. That on June 28th, Bobby tells Laura about the daughter she gave up. So now we're coming out to the world about our missing daughter. And you can tell us all about them, officially figuring it all out.
It's going to be crazy.
I know.
It was crazy.
I know. But yeah, like I said, I guess it turned out being a little longer than I thought that it would be. But
I still have to edit. It's okay.
Whenever you read in the General Hospital
scrapbook.
It's like three sentences and that's it. Bobby and Tony are having problems. Bobby and Alan get close. And like, that's it. So, and it stops at 95. So I couldn't go into any of 96 for that.
Oh, that's right.
And then the same thing with all of the online sites. They're like one paragraph and that was it. So thank God for Curly Q, who gives us a breakdown of day by day so I could at least get a little more information to lead us through those.
But I know starting in 96 is when you have to jump over to soapcentral.com and get the play-by-play. So, and YouTube, hopefully it's still on YouTube.
Hopefully tons of YouTube. But yeah, I was so excited. I like, because when it said Sarah's first appearance, I was like, should I stop here? And then I was like, no, I have to go a little further.
Right.
And I was like, I'm going to stop here where she's opening up to people, but you can like take the whole swoop from there.
All right. Sounds good. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a great weekend.
And we'll meet at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.